but the one who neglects the fundamentals will be forbidden from arriving at his own goals. You understand that? This is of utmost importance, learning in this manner. A point to make, barakallahu fikum. He says in grammar, al-ajurumiyya. This is one of the first texts that a student of knowledge will study whenever he learns the Arabic language. Whenever he learns the Arabic language. Many people here in America, they have misunderstood this affair. And they hear this, the scholars mentioning the likes of this. And they say, oh, the first book you're supposed to study is Al-Jurumiyya, but he doesn't even know Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. Or he doesn't even know Kharaja. He doesn't even know how to, Kharaja, Ta. He doesn't know any sarf. He doesn't know how to conjugate verbs. He doesn't know how to speak. He doesn't know how to talk. He's going to have the teacher translate every last word in the book. That's not what is intended here. You study Al-Ajurumiyya, what is intended here, for the one who understands the Arabic language. Because the point of studying Al-Ajurumiyya is to correct the tongue so that one will speak without making the mistake in I'rab. And so that one can read without making mistake in I'rab, so he can understand. So he can understand. The whole benefit of studying Al-Ajurumiyya is to learn the syntax and the I'rab and these rulings so that one can speak clearly without making mistakes. And one can read properly without making errors. That's the whole wisdom from that. So somebody, he can't even read, speak in the first place, how is he going to benefit? So for us in America, first thing that we want to study, if we don't know Arabic, we're going to study the books that are made for teaching people who don't know Arabic. Understand that? They're called kutub al-mawdu'a li ghayri an-natiqina biha. Kutub al-lugha al-arabiyya li ghayri an-natiqina biha. Ta'lim al-lugha al-arabiyya li ghayri an-natiqina biha. The Arabic books for teaching the Arabic language for those who do not speak the language. For those who do not speak the language. And the way that one who will learn the language is having a teacher who teaches him the language in the same language. Because if somebody teaches the book in English, they will not learn Arabic. They'll not learn Arabic. Barakallahu fikum. You cannot learn Arabic in English. You cannot learn Arabic in English. Somebody, for example, if he studies book one, even in book one, it should be taught in Arabic. Book one in Medina books, right? Medina book one, it should be taught in Arabic. Anybody who's teaching in English, he doesn't know how to teach. He himself has not read the manual. If you just read the manual, there's a teacher manual for book one. There's a teacher's manual for book two. There's a teacher's manual for book three. If you read the teacher's manual, he's given you instructions how to communicate to people that don't understand you. You understand? Because this book was written to teach people from Medina. They're coming from China. They're coming from Korea. They're coming from Canada. They're coming from America. They're coming from Nigeria. They're coming from all over the world. So even the instructions, if you read them, the instructions is teaching you how to teach people who don't know what you're saying. So you're supposed to teach the people like this. And this is how you learn. This is how we learn. Our teacher didn't talk English. I didn't have an English teacher who taught Arabic. Alhamdulillah. So that's by the grace of Allah, we learn Arabic. Because nobody is teaching me anything in English. I have to learn it. You have to learn it. So you have to learn Arabic in Arabic. And then after that, you study Al-Ajurumiyya. Whenever you get there, this is also from the Tadarruj. Barakallahu fikum. Some people, they say, you know, I study book one, two, three. Somebody told me the other day, I'm on book two, I'm on book three. And I asked him a simple question. Ayna darasta? Mada akalta al-yawm? What did you eat today? He doesn't know what I'm saying. He doesn't know what I'm saying. So I'm like, how are you on book two on your book three? How are you on book two on book three? That's not possible. It's not possible. Lots of time is wasted like this. And I highly encourage the brothers to spend time and to spend money and to spend effort, especially those young brothers, barakallahu fikum, and sisters, to strive to learn the Arabic language, to tell your parents, pay for me a private teacher that will teach me on the time, twice a week, three times a week, four times a week, whatever you can afford and whatever you can do. And the likes to learn the Arabic language is so beneficial. Inshallah, if you're sincere, your life will change. Your life will change. You cannot truly seek knowledge, truly, truly, truly become a student of knowledge strong, except by learning the language of these texts, and that is the Arabic language. That is the Arabic language. Barakallahu fikum. We're just helping you out here to learn the basis of your religion and to encourage you, but to truly become a student of knowledge, you need to go sit with the people of knowledge, the scholars, and learn the religion in the Arabic language from the people of knowledge. So this is important. Do not suffice with translations and the English teaching. And this is beneficial for you and good, alhamdulillah, but strive to learn the Arabic language so that you can benefit from the scholars. Even if you're here, you can listen to Sheikh Abdul Razak in a few hours. He's going to come on live. As Fajr over there is going to come on live teaching Riyadh al-Salihin every single night. You'll never miss it. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Suleiman is in the morning time. Sheikh Abdul Razak also in the morning time. Yani for Asr time over there. Classes that are the seminars. You can even listen to Sheikh Uthaymeen. You can listen to Sheikh Adabani, rahimahumullah. You can listen to Sheikh Mukbad. This whole classes that they've explained, that's recorded. The only thing you have to do is understand Arabic. You can search in air. You never search in English anymore. So many things will open up for you in your religion understanding. You find benefits so easy once you learn the Arabic language and you have the Salafi manhaj solid, and you know how to take knowledge and the sources that you can rely on. Then you can move and you can benefit in a great manner, even if you're here in America. Even if you're here in America, barakallahu fikum. So this is important. This is important. Whenever they say the first book that you should learn is Al-Jurumiyyah, and that's for somebody who is able to speak Arabic. So then he will learn how to correct his tongue by learning those grammar rules.